Attention Pepsi drinkers, introducing the new taste of Coca-Cola, the best Coca-Cola ever. That's all I'm going to say. In fact, that's all I have to say. No more words. This stuff is great.
Welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
Yeah, right. And the average-sized penises of ours are here today to talk about what? We're happy campers to talk about what today,
Regan? We have three fat topics. Topic number one is, what movie, book, game, etc. would you like to have a spiritual successor to? Topic number two is, what's the worst thing you've ever overheard? And topic number three, what's the furthest you've ever traveled just for food?
And we are pleased as punch to have the above average guys here. Well, one for sure above average person from Alamo City Improv, Sean Koch and Brennan Loy. Hello.
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 And Brennan is a three. This is your third time on Public Access.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, he was with the SATX Ghostbusters. He was at our 100th episode, and now he's riding with Sean Koch.
Yes, my first time.
Yes, three times. Any podcast ever?
Ever.
Yeah. I'm sure you're used to just fucking tearing shit up as soon as you get into it. Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I did some radio in college, so like kind of similar-ish, but
yeah, you know, we can handle it.
We all did radio in college.
This is true. Yeah,
really. We had to.
You had to?
Yeah. It was forced upon us.
Yeah. What did you do radio on?
It was at Virginia Tech, and we just kind of did like some round robin.
Like a university? Yeah. Come on, dude. We did community college radio.
Yeah. Jump on board, nice cock. So
I put fat Coke.
Fat Coke. So we did an underwear show together at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
Here it comes.
Right? No, I'm just saying that some comedians, male comedians, had nicer genitalia than others. I'm not pointing at
you. You're saying nicer.
But you didn't do the show, though, Larry.
No. I was at the show. Right. I actually didn't realize it was the underwear show till I got there.
Okay.
I was like, because the guy who was running the underwear show canceled.
Right.
So then it was like, okay, we need to fill in, blah, blah, blah. But he ended up showing up, and they still had the underwear show. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and, you know, some of the guys that I've known went up in their Dundies, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. You know, Blind Tiger does a lot of different stuff, right? And, you know, some guys that I've known for quite some time went up there, mm-hmm. you know, in their divvies. And, yeah, you know, yeah. I was pleasantly surprised at the, what's a polite way to put it? How nice this one comedian's dick was. Like, it was so, like,
right.
And I'm straight as an arrow.
No,
right?
We all know that.
So,
Cruz Garza 2016.
Exactly, right? Yeah, I don't want them to get married, but I'm cool with their cocks, right? If they're
right.
nice. I can. I'm not a car guy, but if a guy's driving a Ferrero? See, I'm not a car guy, I told you.
Yeah.
But if a guy's driving a Ferrari, I'm going to be like, wow, man, nice cock. Sean, so what have you guys been doing lately? There's something new coming to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. What is that?
Yes, we are Alamo City Improv. We want to bring some improv that's like LA Improv, New York Improv,
so
stuff like that.
So for people who don't know what improv is, what is improv?
We get up on stage and we make a bunch of shit up for the layman. But yes, we do scenes, we do games, we do a lot of stuff, but the main thing is it's not written beforehand, it's not premeditated in any way. We get up, we get a suggestion from the audience, and boom, comedy ensues.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing until right then, like, we're just making it up off the spot, off the top of our head, and it gets crazy. Most of the time it gets crazy.
How long have you been doing it?
For Alamo City, we've been doing, it's been over a year now.
Yeah, right? It's been about a year. Yeah, this summer, definitely a year.
That's awesome.
We've been together.
That's awesome. And you guys have a show coming up at the Tiger?
Yes, on Friday at 9. Actually, the whole month.
The whole month of May, yeah.
The whole month of May, every
whole
Friday.
Oh, nice.
Friday. Okay, wonderful. What time?
9 p.m.
9 p.m., yes.
I can't wait. So go to the Blind Tiger and check it out. What's the craziest thing that's happened as far as improv at one of your shows? They don't get naked, just...
Really? You just want more dick stories, right?
I don't want more dick stories. They're just there. I'm not a car guy, Jess.
And I got that. Yeah. Ferraro.
A Ferraro.
Ferraro.
Yeah, it was from The Simpsons.
It's a Camaro and a Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly.
A Maserati.
I mean, hey, you know, whatever it was a fucking nice car. You know what I mean? I can't know it when you see it. I'm like, you know what? I can't tell if that's American, if that's foreign or whatever. But I'll just tell you what. The person driving that looks happy as fuck. You know what I mean? I'm never going to have a car like that.
Yeah. All right.
You know,
I will say, as far as your question goes, the craziest thing, you know, we pretty much have our shit together. Every now and then we will break out into fights at the end of our shows. And, we get on each other's nerves. We don't like things that other people do and we don't want to hide it. And every now and then we'll just say, you know,
sucked.
Yeah. We'll just all storm off and leave.
We'll end the show.
So right if you want to see that, dude. Happen,
oh yeah,
that's nice. Real. So all of you guys are white.
We're
not sure about one of them.
Yeah. He's kind of a darkie. I don't know.
Are we kicking him out once we find out?
Who's we? What is this? Huh? What are you doing?
No, I'm saying, you know, the universal we. Obviously, I can't. That's good. Well, white is right. Well, I mean, it is Alamo City. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Of course, when you're looking at improv, white people are way better at improv. We just
absolutely
based off better, what statistic? What
they're
is?
Fat cogs, man. They're no, really nice
based
penises.
Off of every improv thing that I've ever seen.
Well,
like whitest kids you know, UCB.
No, they're not even improv.
Like culture just clash. Any improv shows or improv things I've ever seen, it's always white people.
Fuck you, Wayne Brady.
Yeah, dude. Wayne Brady's white as fuck, exactly. Dude.
Okay. He's probably the whitest cast member on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Brian Stiles is white.
Colin Mockery.
Mockery is white. Greg well, that Proust. That girl, that lady girl.
Aisha Tyler.
Mm-hmm. She's white.
Okay.
Come on. No, she's not white. She's not white.
Spiritually, she's white.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
On paper.
Oh, okay. Is she the one that you're not sure about?
Hey.
Which one?
Get out of there.
Nah, no, don't look at that. Dude.
Don't look at that.
Who's that? Yeah. Anyway.
Nah, that's a white dude.
So what's the worst suggestion
thing that's ever happened?
No.
God damn it!
What's the worst suggestion y'all got?
Oh, we had somebody that just
and not like
and it'll keep to the theme. She just yelled out. She was like, "Black cock."
Yeah, no, yeah, totally. Wow. So we have a game that we do where we'll have audience members come up. We want them to participate sometime because it's fun. You go to a show, you want to participate. You know, maybe they'll touch you or something. I don't know. So it's when we can't think of a word to say. We're like, let them finish our like Mad Libs. Basically, there are Mad Libs, and it was the end of the scene, and it was like, I'm going to go to the store and get a big black cock. And like she said it so proudly, and she thought everyone was going to laugh.
Nobody.
Thank you for that.
It wasn't going to end, but once she said that, that was, we're like, oh, okay, that's the end of the scene.
You're like, thanks a lot for ruining it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Professional. What period. Store?
Like in the process of the sketch, like okay. would there be a black cock there? Big black cock?
Kmart.
Yeah, this is big black cock.
For Blood cocks. Lion?
Yeah.
I would have went, lady, good one. let's go
at
forward
least
with
the
it.
Continuity. We're at JCPenney. There's just no way. No, this isn't even call for it here.
Yeah. Lady, get out. And it's like, no, this
I
is
mean,
a,
you,
it's a
I think you can get a black
story.
Cock at JCPenney. I think that's you're right. That's yeah. the thing.
You can get a black conch.
Conk?
A shell?
Yeah.
Oh, a conch?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Conch? How do you say your last name?
Coke.
Right. Okay. Fat Coke.
Fat Coke.
You're right.
When it's your turn to talk, I have the cock.
Yeah, exactly. Right, cool. Pass the cock. Now, you guys
he's got the cock.
Do you both of you do stand-up or just Sean?
Just Sean.
I try to get him to do stand-up.
I'm in the process of collecting my thoughts because it needs to go absolutely right the first time I do it.
Oh,
right.
God.
You're never going to do it.
No, I try to convince him. I've used one of his jokes that he told me, and it did really well. And I'm like, hey, look, you could do this. And he just, yeah, he thinks he's going to
do that joke.
He wants to wait until he's great. Right off the bat, I was like, nobody's good their first time doing stand up. Like, that doesn't happen.
No. Yeah, but that's a high standard.
What if?
It's a high
he
standard.
Is.
He's white. He's going to do
what
great.
What if he goes up and he just destroys and it's like the best 5 minutes?
I'll just
minutes.
Take off my pants and then, yep. you know.
And they're like, yeah. oh my God, kid, where you been?
I know, Brandon. I think there's some other stand up comedian that may have you beaten
yeah.
that category.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
True. The precedent has been set.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from from nice cock comedy. That's taken care of.
You know what I mean? It's like a prop comic. It's like Gallagher. It's like I was waiting for a watermelon to get smashed when I saw that fucking hammer.
Wait, what's
that
this I was thing waiting
called? A penis.
A mallet.
No, sledge-o-matic.
Sledge-o-matic.
Sledge-o-matic. Yeah.
Fucking, that, was that the, is that the name now?
of your penis? I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying.
No, I know. Yeah.
There was a lot of comics in their underwear that night. So, I mean, yes. I could be talking about Joey McCormick. I mean, yeah, come on. He has one ball.
Yeah, he does have one ball. Yeah. Right.
Could you see his one ball in his pants?
No.
Does he really have one ball?
Yeah. He has one ball.
He got
yes.
kicked by
a cow.
A cow, yes.
Oh.
And it died. On its way to Turkey.
Oh.
Or Russia.
Russia.
Wow.
With cattle. Yeah.
Well, that's not tragic at all.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say it on stage, the prick.
It's the funniest thing about him.
The underwear show. Like,
this is the funniest thing about
him. It is. It's literally the funniest thing about
him. It's so funny. I've told him before. I was like, you're a twin whose mom was a cook at a clown college for inner city youth. And you have one dead testicle because it was kicked by a cow for a transatlantic cowboy is what he was. Mm-hmm. And you're doing Boston gay guy jokes, dude.
And that's how you know he didn't make that stuff up, is because he just doesn't want to bring it up.
Exactly.
It's real.
That's
stuff.
How you can tell. Wow. Like, you know, if a guy has a nice cock, they're going to outwardly say it, man. They're not going to say it, man. Yeah. But, you know.
If you want to hear that one ball story, that's episode 102.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Oh, he tells it?
Yeah. He tells it. It was great,
it's
man.
It's a great story.
I was just like,
it's really amazing.
Like, just play this podcast when you're on stage, man.
It's the funniest,
you're
most
terrible.
Interesting
you're
thing about
terrible
him.
A terrible comedian. You should
no!
fucking quit. Dude.
No, that's not what you should do.
Jesus Christ.
That's not what
Joe I'm honestly curious now.
Yeah.
It's a story, though.
You know what? After the underwear show, I became curious about some stuff.
All right. Well.
So, Elmo City Improv. Yeah, I'm toast excited. So the whole month of May, every Friday at 9 p.m., we're going to see. Where can people follow you and stuff? Do you have a Facebook page, website, Twitter?
Yeah, we have
Instagram, MySpace, LiveJournal.
Almost all those things. Do we really have a Tinder? Because people keep saying we do.
I think we made that joke, and then we're like, oh, let's make a Tinder. But we have a Tinder in progress, TIP.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Speaking of tips, Tinder in progress.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Right.
It's wonderful.
Swipe
yes.
right. Yeah. Yes. Keep on swiping because you need the full screen mode on that one.
Yeah.
You got to open this on your iPad.
Shot as a fat cock. So we. All right.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Yes. Yeah.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
No, I am not going to name. I am not going to name this episode Sean as a fat cook.
His
no,
last name.
No,
I already put it up on the picture, so you might as well freaking call the podcast that. Because I have a feeling Larry's going to keep bringing this up.
No, I won't. I promise. Look, he's getting bashful, man.
He's like, you made me shrink to 7 inches.
It was normal size. I got kicked by a cow on the trip.
Yeah. It swelled up.
Yeah.
And Leon spinksed like you just have this big dead cock. Poor guy. Well, all right. So you have everything. Just Alma City Improv. Anywhere they Google it, they're going to find it where to follow you guys.
Yeah,
stuff,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Where else do you perform besides the Tiger?
We had been performing at a couple of different places like Jano's Cantina or was it Bubblehead Tea?
Bubblehead Tea.
But
nice.
Blind Tiger is now like our home. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And we still we have plans hopefully to do other places. But for now, yeah, every Friday at 9 p.m. those are going to be our.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to even we're not sure if the time will stay the same, but yeah. We're planning to continue to be at the Blind Tiger for, you know, the foreseeable future.
All right, guys. So you heard it here on the Public Access Podcast, guys. Friday nights at 9 p.m. go to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club located inside the Mineshaft Saloon, which is inside the Magic Time Machine. Check out Alamo City Improv every Friday night at 9 p.m. and stick around for the midnight show. So we're going to get the podcast started, guys. We're pleased as punch to have you all. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, hey, everybody, it's time for my segment, the segment entitled, Yeah, I'm going to look into that, a segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, Yeah, I'm going to look into that. So this week I'm talking about, and actually there's a lot of things floating around that kind of inspire the topic, but namely the focus is this game that just got announced today called Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
It's
now,
Bloodstained?
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Now the thing about this game is that it's being headed by Koji Igarashi, who is the executive producer or former executive producer of Castlevania for years. For years, he was behind Castlevania. And Konami, the company that owns Castlevania, let him go quite a while ago because they had said Castlevania just isn't
profitable anymore. No one likes those games anymore. Is to the point to where they had made this kind of like God of War type of game, and then they called it Castlevania and did okay, but it wasn't Castlevania. It was like a God of War game, and they just called it Castlevania. And they had said, no one likes those type of games anymore. We don't have a place for you. So he left. And so Homeboy went to Kickstarter after kind of finding a backer, and he kind of threw down the gauntlet with, you know, a video, and that's it. Usually when you do Kickstarter, you have like work in progress. You show like, you know, like if you're doing a movie, you show a trailer, or if you're doing a game, you show gameplay, or, you know, show whatever. Homeboy just came out with a video where he was a cloud of bats, and he CG transformed into himself and was in like this fake castle. And he goes, hey guys, I'm the former director of Castlevania. I'm going to make a new game that's like Castlevania, and it's going to be awesome. What do you guys think? And the game got kicked off day one with $1.6 million. its goal was $500,000, and they blew it up the day one with $1.6 million. Right now where it stands, it's at $1.96 million for 2 days. There's like 29 days left for the fund. So they have, you know, Kickstarter, if you don't know how it works, there's a list of stretch goals. Usually they go, okay, it's going to take this much to make it happen, but they have a list of goals that says if we keep on getting more money, we're going to add all these things. So if it's like a movie, it's like, okay, we're going to add, you know, this extra special effects scene that we were going to be able to afford, and blah, 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 blah. Homeboy blew out all of his stretch goals day one, and they're like, okay. So they had to make more stretch goals. And his video is kind of very, like, F you to his former company, taking little jabs at, like, yuck, people want this. You know, you said that it wasn't in demand, and day one, $1.6 million. The interesting thing about this is that it's not Castlevania. It's a spiritual successor to Castlevania because he doesn't own the name Castlevania. He can't call it that. But everything about it screams Castlevania, the way it's going to play, the way the artwork is. He's using the same artists. He's using the same musical composer. It's Castlevania. It's just not called Castlevania.
It's called what again?
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Funny enough, the subtitle.
It's not about like a, you invite a chick over and you don't know she's on her period, and then you wake up the next morning after she leaves and you look at your bed and you're like, oh come on.
Yeah. It's the Ritual of the Night. Damn it.
You just lost a follower, Regan.
Yeah, I refrained from saying that. I was thinking the same thing.
I'm
not going to say that.
It's called Bloodstain. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Ritual of the Night. Boom.
I just thought it out of my head, and because it has a subtitle, I just thought it through, and it's Bloodstain colon Ritual of the Night.
Yeah,
Bloodstain
colon.
Even worse.
Yeah.
When you say it out loud, especially.
Yeah. And the protagonist is a woman, by the way.
That's right. Yeah.
You know.
Did he fly like away in bats at the end of the video?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Homeboy, it's a castle. There's bats, and then it forms, and you're like, holy shit. And that's what he does. He just walks around. He's like, oh, like I made Castlevania. And he walks around, and there's a part where he's talking about his old publisher, and he's torturing this dude, but he's talking about this old publisher. So the subtext is he's sticking it to his old bosses while he's doing that whole, you know, like the where they have the guy stretched up and they're pulling the crank to stretch them out. What torture device is called? I don't know. I have that in my bedroom.
Your fuck swing?
My fuck swing. And then at the end of it, he goes, thanks. Turns into bats, fucking flies away.
My life! My life! And so this isn't save yourself!
This isn't the only time that a Kickstarter has... it's actually pretty recent. There's a game... I wasn't a 64 person. I missed out on that. But there's a game called Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
On the Nintendo 64, right? Mm-hmm. So the company that made that is Rare.
Platformer, dude.
The company that was made that was called Rare, they used to be a partner with Nintendo. They made Donkey Kong Country, and they made Banjo-Kazooie and Perfect Dark. And after a while, they broke off, and then they became exclusive with Microsoft. So everyone's been wondering, when are you going to make a Banjo-Kazooie game? Well, they can't because Nintendo owns Banjo-Kazooie. But the people that used to be Rare had a Kickstarter to go, hey, we're making this game that's a spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie. That shit opened up the door with $1.2 million.
Kui Pajanzo.
Yeah.
Mandolin harmonica.
It's got, oh man, it's got a funny name. I don't know what it is. Same thing happened with Mega Man. The guy left Mega Man. He goes, oh, Capcom said, don't want Mega Man games anymore. Oh, okay, here's this thing. Same fucking
Mighty Mouse.
I was about to say, I'll make an Astro Boy game.
Mighty Number 9. It looks just like Mega Man.
Nice.
It swings just like Mega Man. Yeah, it just can't be called Mega Man. Now, I thought this was also interesting that these successful things that fans want are happening and people are excited. And at the same time, on a slightly unrelated note, that the trailer for Jim and the Holograms came out, which was the exact opposite of what people want because now I'm no gym fan, but I know enough to go, oh man, that's like totally wrong. Like, where's this? Where's that? Why isn't there no magic? What like, happened, what the fuck happened?
Battleship. Gym? What is it? What is, gym?
Gym? Gym and the Holograms.
Gym and the Holograms was this late 80s cartoon, and Larry can help me on this because his wife's an actual fan.
Huge fan. So in the 80s when we were kids, you know, there was G.I. Joe's, there was Transformers and stuff, and the girls had She-Ra and they had Gem. And Gem was basically a girl who had these earrings and this thing called Synergy, that there was this machine that her father built who passed away that turned her into Gem, and she was a rock star. So in the 80s, it was very like kind of Madonna, Pat Benatar kind of stuff. And then they had this rival group called the Misfits, and in the vein of G.I. Joe and Transformers and Masters of the Universe, like that kind of like art style.
Yeah, because you have the hero and you have a villain. You had something that people...
So they invented Synergy, and then like it became part of every like corporate... thing ever.
Yeah. The Synergy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really is. It's whoever
corporate
the
culture.
Term, corporate culture Synergy.
I don't know how you can go wrong with that.
Well, apparently the studios thought otherwise. They're like, why would anyone pay money to see a band or, you know, magical powers or and all this other shit? Like, why in an age where the number one movie from last year had a talking tree and a fucking talking raccoon. It was like the number one movie of the year, and they can't like fathom a movie where this machine turns these girls into rock stars and they walk out.
Ninja Turtles and Transformers.
Yeah, there's all these things. And so rather than take a risk and going full blown crazy like that, they basically made a Gem movie where seemingly it's about this girl who has a great voice. And she's shy.
It's just they grabbed a script for something completely different, where it's a girl makes it big.
Yeah, and it becomes viral, and it's and like a totally like, different movie, but they called it Gem.
And they slap Gem on it and call it and give her some face paint.
Now, the thing I thought, like, the reason I bring it up is because in the successes of all these things where fans want this, okay, here it is. The fans demand this. You give them the fans go, yay! The Gem thing's the same thing. They said they were going to make a movie out of it, and fans, these girls from that age were like, that's gonna be fucking awesome, I can't wait. They released a trailer, it's not what you asked for, what you'd want.
And that's the thing, like, you didn't know what Gem was.
No, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not like they're going to reach the demographic of 18 to 25-year-olds that don't have an older brother or sister or even parents that fucking liked Gem. Like, this is in the...
You would think it would be something like a Star Wars type of mentality where kids who grew up on Star Wars, when they made the prequels, it's going to be those are grown-ups. They're going to take their kids to see new Star Wars. Now, say what you will about the Star Wars movies or the prequels, they're still essentially Star Wars. They still have shit. They still have the Force. They still have all the shit in it. So it's still Star Wars, more or less, right?
My wife showed my daughter Gem on DVD, and so my daughter has become this hardcore Gem fan. So what Jess is saying happened already with the DVD. So my daughter being 9 years old is like, that's not what Gem is.
You know,
like, that's not my Gem.
Yeah,
it's kind of your grandma's Gem.
But I thought that was an interesting thing to happen when this stuff happened with this game and these other games are talking about. It's a really interesting parallel because they're not able to make us exact, you know, Castlevania or Mega Man or Banjo-Kazooie. They have to make spiritual successors, quote-unquote, or something that's like it. It's the same thing, but it's called something different. Whereas Gem, it's something that is different, but they're calling it the same thing. And it's like, well, you could have made, you know, you could have said it was like Gem and called it something different and say it was inspired by Gem, but now you fuck it up by calling it Gem. Whatever. So it's just kind of an interesting thing, which all relates to our first topic of the night, and it is, what game or movie or book or et cetera would you like to see a spiritual successor to? Not a direct sequel, but something that would actually kind of be birthed from that. And I'll kick it off, and my answer is actually, I would like to see, with the Ashton announced recently, is that Harry Shearer departed The Simpsons after 20-something odd years of doing The Simpsons. He's finally left, and he does so many voices of it. And for years and for years and for years, I felt The Simpsons should have stopped. It should have stopped when Futurama came out. Futurama is kind of the spiritual successor to Simpsons. I would love to see the spiritual successor to Futurama / Simpsons. I would like to see another cartoon.
Matt Groening?
Matt Groening, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I like to see something from Matt Groening and his team. Do something new. Do something neat.
Take it back. They should do something prehistoric times where it's about this dude.
Fuck.
like he has like a weird name, like Flintstone, and see what I did there. See, Flintstones was this really old cartoon.
No, I know all about them. It was the vitamins I used to take when I was
yeah, okay. yeah, or the cereal,
the honeymooners vitamin.
Yeah, the cereal or the cereal. I would love to see that. I would like to see the Simpsons finally close its doors. I mean, because I haven't watched the Simpsons in like the only time I pay attention to the Simpsons is when a guest animator does the opening credits, and I get excited about that kind of thing.
Does anyone watch the Simpsons? I haven't heard anyone say anything about the Simpsons. Yeah, in like,
and it, but it got renewed for two seasons, which is crazy because
reruns and no.
So they're gonna have to hire new people to do voices of all the voices that he did.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna have to probably do.
I read an article. Yeah, they're
gonna have to hire like 12 people or something crazy.
So that's Mr. Burns.
No, they're gonna take all
Flanders,
the episodes.
Otto.
No, they're gonna take all the episodes that they've ever made. Get all that audio of him saying 26 seasons of words, and they can put together any sentence in the world with 26 seasons.
Stephen Hawking's could talk.
Yeah.
It'd still be good if they like don't get the like intonations right. Even if they could, like they just still have it mess up all of his lines.
The funny thing is, I think he just got bored with it because his reason for leaving, he said he wanted to you know do some other creative projects that you know the Simpsons was keeping him from. And the producer of the Simpsons was like not Matt Groening, but like some executive with Fox was like, that is literally not true. We told him he could do whatever he wants. He has no ties, and he can just phone in
and
we everything.
And we're paying him so much money.
Yeah, just to like, phone it in, and he still said no. So, I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is Streets of Rage successor. I'd like to see them do a brawler.
Final fight.
They don't make those type of games anymore, and I like to see every once in a while they'll come up with a new one, and I'll be like, oh, cool, but nothing really has that fucking oomph.
I'll tell you
that.
Who I miss. And it took me a while to come with this answer, and when it hit me really hard. I am a pretty decent fan of the Woody Harrelson Wesley Snipes dynamic.
Yeah,
I know it's kind of an eye roll, but seriously, they were in Wildcats together with Goldie Hawn, is a football movie, which is a shit. The one that I'm leaning on towards, White Man Can't Jump, which is one of my favorite fucking movies ever, and then Money Train, which is whatevs, right? But White Man Can't Jump is such a great movie because I'm a sucker for sports movies, right? But especially ones where the sport is not really that. It's like a plot device as opposed to the plot itself.
Right.
You know, because White Man Can't Jump was funny. It gave backstory to every fucking character. I mean, even one of the guys that hustled Woody Harrelson was a security guard at the back lot in Burbank for Jeopardy. And then the fact that everything tied in and it was weird and how street basketball is in LA. And that was just the setting, but the story itself was great. Wesley Snipes was a fucking contractor. Like he built houses and shit. You know what I mean? And so I would like to see that world. Because at the end of White Man Can't Jump, they play the King and Duck. King and Duck Johnson. Like, it was a big deal. They kept talking about King and Duck throughout the whole movie, right? And they were these old guys that came back, and it cost $5,000 to play them 2-on-2, right? And so I think it would be cool if Billy Hole, that's Woody Harrelson's character, and fuck if I forgot Wesley Snipes' character's name.
But that sounds like a sequel, though.
No, but just the world, because it's not necessary. They become the King and Duck.
Right.
They become the guys that don't live in that area anymore, and you follow around that world and maybe two all other right. guys in a similar vein.
All right.
And see where they go in that world, and then they play King and Duck. Or maybe not necessarily that world, just another Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes
movie. That's where I thought you were going with it. Woody Harrelson,
I would, Wesley Snipes because movie. Woody Harrelson's obviously still relevant. He's doing a bunch of stuff. Wesley Snipes kind of fell off, so, I mean, he could use the money. Maybe like Blade 4 with Woody Harrelson. Or Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I don't need either of those things.
Zombieland with fucking Tallahassee, and then fucking Blade comes in.
So it's vampires and zombies. Vampire zombies. Yeah.
Sponsored by what?
Gillette.
Yeah.
I will watch that.
Right?
All right.
I'd watch the
Blade
fuck out of that.
Because they were kind of like vampire zombies.
Yeah.
Because they weren't normal zombies.
And Ryan Reynolds is in it.
No, that's not what happened.
Deadpool?
No.
Deadpool, Blade, no. Both Marvel. Right? And in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll take it.
All right.
My spiritual successor is something that hasn't really been done. It's been spoofed in the past few years, but that's blaxploitation action. Yeah. Sort of like Dolomite, where I don't know if you guys know what Dolomite is, but you should look him up. It's amazing. Dolomite,
oh, Rudy Ray Moore
was this, he wasn't even rapping. He said poetry, street poetry. He was a pimp, flat out pimp.
Born in San Antonio.
He made movies. And in the movies, he was this karate fighting dude who had a harem of karate fighting whores. The movie's amazing.
He's a stand-up comic.
He also does stand-up comedy. It's horrible. It's really poorly done, but watch.
But it's great.
It's absolutely great. So recently they did Black Dynamite. I don't know if you heard of that, yes. Which is basically a parody of Dolomite. So it's really, but it's Black Dynamite is fantastic. It's really well done. But like blaxploitation, like just gritty heroes that you're not supposed to be a fan. Like, you shouldn't be cheering for this pimp who owns hookers.
Yeah. Who beats his horse.
He does beat him.
Right. Oh, it's not like he's
a rat soup eating honky motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, he's kind of a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
He's a horrible person. But it's that grime and it's that grit, and he's just greasy and sweaty through the whole movie.
Not attractive. Yeah.
Just
reeks of sickle cell. Like, you could see his reds in his eyes and shit, man.
Like, it's just amazing, amazing stuff. And I've only, you know.
He's dead as fuck, too.
He's dead as fuck. He's dead now.
And his stand up, this guy goes, Rudy Rainbow. When I take a shower and look down, I can't see my dick no more. What should I do?
Like, this is Rudy Ray Moore.
Wow, he looks wonderful.
He's like, fantastic. That's,
like, he's flat out like a karate kicking pimp. Like, it is absolutely just
Dolomite, baby.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Great flick.
Lots of fun. And he's boning throughout the whole movie. He has like 7 to 8 sex scenes.
Left and right,
actually, I think one
dude.
Of the opening scenes the whole movie opens with him in bed with two naked women. Like, it's just, it's amazing. It's really, really good. So
spoonfuls of veg.
I would like, cause that, it's not, I mean, these days, politically correct kind of stuff would never, ever be allowed. And I kind of miss that. I miss that horribleness. And I kind of would like to see that, like, that air of sort of movie.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Sean Cope.
When you were talking about the sports, I was thinking of a spiritual successor. I can't say that. Space Jam would be awesome.
Yeah.
With any other, Disney or just any other brand. And then, I was thinking about earlier today, I'm surprised it doesn't exist is, a Harry Potter, cartoon. Just just not the Harry Potter kids, but just some other kids. Just, they don't.
In Hogwarts.
Just going through the
How
school.
How is that not making money?
I don't know. Like, it should, it doesn't have to, you don't need Voldemort. Just their regular antics. Like, each season would be a year.
I wonder if the J.K. Rowling have to freaking give the okay to that, though.
Well, probably actually has scripts and shit.
That should be absolutely happening.
A teen cartoon.
Yeah, that would be making tons
of money.
But
that's witchcraft, and that goes against Christianity.
Right. They did that.
That's why she won't do that. J.K. Rowling won't.
They did that with Napoleon Dynamite, and it went great.
Oh, yeah, the cartoon.
They made a cartoon of it?
Yeah. I actually watched it, and it was not good.
Yeah, but it didn't have, seven books worth of source material.
So much, but it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. It was that sneeze, good fart, and burp thing that they blew up, something exploded, and I was like, that's not even like a Napoleon Dynamite esque joke. Got me hard. But yeah, Harry Potter's good.
Oh, yeah. Cartoons of things that children love.
Or more Mike Tyson Mysteries, if anybody's seen that. That's amazing.
Is that good? Is it getting canceled?
So funny.
No, I think it's still going on.
Okay.
Yeah. But just, I'd want to see him do anything, any cartoon. It's amazing.
Maybe he's the new Dolomite that I've been looking for. He's not a good actor.
No, he's like, I'm gonna rape your wife and eat the kids.
Yeah. Questionably not a good person. Going back to your Space Jam, who would be the NBA star of choice?
I saw one of those fake bullshit things on Facebook, it's gonna happen. They were like, Kobe Bryant's gonna be new Space Jam.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now they're saying LeBron's.
Yeah. Oh, LeBron,
Kobe
really?
Bryant rapes girls.
LeBron or Durant, maybe Anthony Davis.
Well, Kevin Durant has already been in his movie called Thunderstruck.
Yeah, I've never seen Thunderstruck.
That's amazing. He plays himself.
No, they need to get the guy Space Jam dunk at the dunk contest.
Oh, well,
who was that?
I forgot his name.
He won this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name.
It was great. He had a Jordan Space Jam jersey. He came out with Quad City DJs. Really? And they sang fucking Space Jam. Oh my God. And he did this wicked fucking dunk, and everyone went.
I wanted him to have like little monster, like stuffed animals, like attached to his side, and then like an extending arm.
That's what I was waiting for. If he had like this, like fucking like Pee Wee Herman, like type of arm. But yeah, of course, Michael Jordan could do that.
Thunderstruck is essentially cool Space Jam.
You know, he could do whatever he wants
without cartoon characters. Because in Thunderstruck,
so just Kevin Durant.
I don't want to give it away. Kevin Durant loses his powers.
Ooh,
he has powers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, apparently he's
basketball powers.
He's basketball powers. If you can get 20 triple doubles in a scene, like
shit.
So instead of cartoon characters that get his powers, it's just this kid in high school. That's the plot of Thunderstruck. Yeah, it's real good movie. Bullshit.
Or just like a Space Jam, but different sports, like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and like dude.
Curling or something.
Yeah. Space Jam and darts.
Yeah, you can't. Like, if you did football or baseball, it'd be boring as fuck.
They could totally do golf, and then, like,
yeah,
it would be like Tiger Woods, and he's like, I'm retiring, and I'm going to play basketball. And, like,
Bugs, the other
Bugs
way
Bunny,
around.
He's shooting a three pointer, and then Bugs Bunny has like a magnet and gets sucked into the hoop. And
his name's Tiger.
No, nah, I got you. Brennan.
Mine is video game, and you know, like people want a lot of video games, like Banjo Kazooie, Half Life, all those. Shenmue, or however you say it. I was a Dreamcast kid. That was my first console. I still have it. I'm gonna go home and play it after this.
Sweet,
and dude. I don't own Shenmue. I'm sure it's impossible to find now.
Do you want to borrow it from Jess?
Oh, he has one and please two. Do. And I was at the age, I was 7 when we rented it from Blockbuster, and all I remember of it was you're walking down the street and these kids are playing ball. And you have, there's like a quick time event to keep this girl from getting hit in the face with a ball. And I failed it. And the girl just got hit in the face with a ball. And then I went and bought like something out of a candy machine. I was like, this is what video games should be. Like, because I was 7 and I don't remember, you know, anything else about it. And so like, I want to experience
it. It's the game where you're just playing someone's life, right?
Yeah, like, the spiritual successor to Shenmue does exist. And it's a series called Yakuza.
Oh.
And big, huge in Japan. Huge. Same thing as Shenmue, except you're a Yakuza guy, of course. And
instead of doing any cool Yakuza stuff,
you're just
buying groceries.
There's absolute bullshit in Yakuza. You can go karaoke, you could buy toys.
I love it.
You can
so
buy
much.
Candy that you can't fucking eat like in Shenmue. Except that has that game you can actually beat ass a little bit more.
Can he fuck?
No, you can't fuck. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but without the fucking and the prostitutes and the killing. Yeah. There's code.
You can do laundry. You know.
No, you don't do laundry. Wait, the maid game? Does the laundry in Shenmue. She does your laundry.
What's the game you can play in Shenmue?
You can play a lot of games in Shenmue. You can play Outrun. You could play Hang On. And part two, you could play Afterburner. Man. You could wake up. There's something satisfying about a game where you wake up in the game. You go to an arcade in the game. You play the game all day until the sun goes down. And homeboy looks at his watch and goes, oh, I guess I should go home now. If you try to stay there, it automatically warps you home to bed. So it has a code. Like, the guy's got a bedtime. He has to go to bed. And then he wake up and fuck. And it doesn't deter him from getting revenge for his dad's death, you know?
Did you ever play Seaman?
I didn't. I think my parents were like, my parents were good conservative folk, and I said, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So I never
played it. I played it, man. Me and Andy played that for a minute.
Yeah.
Dude. We beat the game.
Oh my God.
And so you saw Seaman grow up and you cry when he left you?
Well, because he grew up and he was like, you know, he didn't need water anymore, and he developed like hands and stuff, because he was like this. If a Seaman was this like a Tamagotchi pet, but it was this weird half man, half fish that was it wasn't voiced looking, by right?
Leonard Nimoy did the narration to teach you how to play the game.
Wasn't it really creepy looking?
Yeah, and then you grew other ones and he fucked and they made little baby. It was weird. And then
were they all see man?
Yeah, they had this face.
Picture a tadpole with the dude's face on it.
And he'd be like, I don't feel very well. Yeah.
And
it sounded like Brennan, actually.
The way you play it is you talk to it. It was one of the first games to actually employ microphone voice recognition.
That's so weird looking.
Dreamcast was great.
Dreamcast was fucking
Nintendo
amazing.
Nintendo is a spiritual successor.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. He grows up and he's like, I appreciate you taking care of me and loving me like you did, but I need to move on. I was like, no, Seaman.
Come back, Seaman. And then if you keep that file, it's just this empty tank and he'll never come back.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty awesome.
Depressing.
It is depressing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you got me.
I was thinking, have you ever played Psychonauts?
Yeah, I remember
that. I would want a spiritual successor to.
Yeah.
Really bad. That world is
amazing. That's another one.
People
want another one. People complain all the time.
Yeah, they keep trying to do it, and I don't know why it doesn't happen.
I want a 3D version of Postal.
Postal.
You want a new version of Postal?
Fuck yeah.
No, that would be
Postal was the shit.
It'd be Hatred.
Dude.
It'd be that game I was talking about.
Oh, it is Hatred. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll play Hatred, dude.
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, they made a movie.
They did? It's called Taxi.
Is with Jimmy Fallon.
It's called Taxi, yeah, but it was
essentially with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon. Oh, and he has this, like,
Queen Latifah has this crazy taxi.
Yeah. Really? It's essentially crazy taxi.
It was
taxi,
the script for it. Like, essentially, they made that. And she has this, like, souped up taxi. And
yeah, it was supposed to be called Crazy Taxi, and they just removed the name and just let it stand alone. Like, but if you watch it, you'll be like, yeah, it's
this. Isn't there a different movie that's called Taxi that has, like,
Robert De Niro?
Taxi Driver.
Oh, Taxi Driver. Driver. Jimmy Fox and then Robert.
Okay. No, wait, with Jamie Fox?
That's Collateral.
Yeah. Oh. It's Collateral.
Taxi Driver.
There's a taxi in it.
Yeah, there is a taxi.
So I was right there.
There is, Michael.
All right. So Facebook's what spiritual successors.
All right. Facebook answers. Travis K says Office Space is the first thing that comes to mind.
Nice.
They could use the same cast, but with all of them working at a grocery store. It could be called Expiration Date.
Chill out.
Come on now.
Alfred Pettis says game Blaster Master because none of the sequels did it any justice.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone from the ashes of Sunsoft can make a Kickstarter video as bad as Koji Iragashi.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. His video's pimp. It really
very
is.
Very thanks, yeah. Blaster Master.
Even if you're not a gamer, that video needs to be seen to be believed because this homeboy just goes out and goes,
Judson Cooper says, I'd say Mega Man, but I guess that's already in the works.
Yeah,
maybe number 9. Earthbound, the Mother series.
Yes.
Charles Gomez says Battletoads, rated R. Also, Contra. You can see the translation of Contra as well.
Does it say rated R?
Yes.
Battletoads, rated R.
Rated R.
Gregory Pierce says, I'd love to see a strong spiritual successor to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or any works of Douglas Adams. I know there is a posthumous sequel to Hitchhiker written by Artemis Fowl, author Eowyn Colfer.
Oh, nice.
But I feel it doesn't live up to the series legacy. I'd love to find a new book series that gave me the same depth of humor and satire that Hitchhiker provided. Brandy Dunnigan says Tank Girl.
Good answer.
And Tyler Lutz says Mad Max Fury Road.
So he wants a spiritual successor to Mad Max?
Fury Road.
All right. Take it.
Yeah, dude.
I guess it's so good it already deserves
A
successor.
Yeah. So, guys, you don't need my fucking recommendation for Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. It's already got almost $2 million. It's fucking goal was 500,000, so, and it's already only in 2 days in, so it's easily gonna crack $3 million.
So don't give them your money.
No, yeah, you don't need to give them the money. The game's already coming out. Unless you want to get dibs on it, like get the pre-release for it, which is usually wrote for a Kickstarter game, you could do that. But yeah, Bloodstained Ritual of Night. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
So now it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Yay.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true. Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
That's right, guys. So, 24, 21-year-old boys.
Their combined age is Jess.
Now,
come on!
Yeah, wow, dude. So, yeah, two of you make one of Jess.
nice.
You, now in San Antonio, you guys should almost be grandparents, but do you have children?
Nope.
No. Good for Jews, man. All right, outnumbered again. So in this edition of Dad's Corner...
Terry's got two kids.
Two kids. My daughter's 9, my son's 5. It's a lot of fun. And I'm going to pose this question straight up. I read the question first. Is what's the worst thing you've ever overheard? And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, you know, when you have kids, you try to kind of shelter them from stuff. You know, I don't let my kids listen to that Rihanna's sex song. Right, I don't really shelter him too bad, but that my daughter's getting into Nirvana, right? Mm. And so Montage of Heck came out on HBO, which was really, really good. It wasn't perfect. It was really, really good. And so she wanted to see it, and luckily I was like, you know, let me watch it first, and then you see it, because there's a scene where he tries to fuck this retarded girl, and they straight up made this, like,
Courtney Love?
No.
see what I did there?
I did.
Courtney Love was Kurt Cobain's wife.
Oh! Yeah.
This was in the 90s. You guys were
both in this way. It's like Courtney Love's cupcakes.
Ooh.
So they animated him trying to fuck this big fat...
Wow, all right.
Animated it?
Yeah, they animated it. It was awesome, actually.
Is it just the one part of the movie is animated?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Part like there are
several segments, right?
There's several segments. That's really cool because it's just like cassette tapes of him like writing songs, like when he wrote about a girl. Like they, he was like, it's like that, but they animated it to these tape recordings. Right. It was really, really cool.
But there was things where it's like, he used to make movies, but you could tell just as a even an amateur filmmaker, like, no, they made that. And they're kind of trying to pass it off like he did. But who knows? I try to just kind of monitor things as well as I can, but I'm a very firm believer that you can't really hide them from life. Right? Like, you know, there's Joey Pags for WOAI had this big problem about gay people on television, and he had the dumb argument where he said, if my kid sees two men kissing, what am I going to tell them? And I'm like, well, if you see two guys kissing in public, which is totally legal, what the fuck are you going to tell them? Like, Jesus Christ, it's just something that happens, right? So it brings a question. What's the worst thing that you have ever overheard? And I usually have my own anecdotes, but this one is my wife. She went to AT&T store to take care of some, like, you know, some stuff that we had to do, and she's waiting. And there's a customer that was having problems with his phone, that he didn't know what was going on with him, and he was yelling. Or not yelling, but he was talking loudly. And she's just waiting, trying not to listen to give the guy his business. But she couldn't help but overhear this man say that, I don't know who hacked into my phone, but I don't download kiddie porn, and now my phone is full of kiddie porn.
Oh, my
God. No. Yeah. Oh, no.
And you can't really, you know, throw kiddie porn on someone's phone, but maybe, who's to say? So she's like, oh, my God, he just kept going off. I don't look at things like this. And it looked like he was kind of trying to show it to the person. And so they had to get a manager, and they had to call the cops and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, when we were kids, we didn't really get earmuffs. We didn't really have those sort of things. You know, it was just kind of like, you're not supposed to listen. But I lived in the era where when we would have family parties, Christmas parties per se, I was playing with my toys in the front room where I opened it, and that's where all my uncles and aunts were drinking and, you know, talking shit about stuff that I probably shouldn't have been privy to. You know, I don't want to know what gets my uncles off. That's weird to hear. Yeah. But you block it out and you don't know the details. So to change it up a little bit, the worst thing, and I can't top it. I can't top my wife's story talking about that. So I bring it up to you guys from when you were kids or even as adults. What's the worst thing that you've overheard?
It's a two-way thing for mine, because it's one of those dumb things where I just kind of feel bad for it happening. I'm trying to remember what happened first. Here's the thing I clearly remember first happening, and I felt bad. It's not what I overheard. It's what someone overheard me say, right?
Okay.
So, but what happened was in middle school, going into high school, and I had moved from the middle school that I went to, but I was still friends with middle school, but it was going into that whole high school thing, so right. Girls, boys, da-da-da-da. There was this girl who had a huge crush on me, but she just, like, for just the easy way to describe her is just bull dyke looking chick. Just,
is that the easiest way?
Yeah. Yep. Very butch.
I got
chick.
A clear picture in my brain.
Yeah. Very butch.
He said that, and boom, a picture popped up in my brain.
Bull dyke.
Yeah,
butch,
exactly.
Very butchy.
Yeah.
Real, real fucking, like, you know, faggy fag Jew fag. Right? It's the best way that I can explain it.
I'm lost. I don't know.
So this really girl who cycled crushes, you know, she went, oh, I have a crush on this friend. I have he doesn't like me. And just, you know, go down the line. So I was the bottom of this fucking boy totem pole.
Oh, she wanted to scissor you.
Right. So
boy totem pole.
So over the phone, it was.
Yeah, I think that's what was on the dude's phone. That's a boy totem pole.
It was these little boys sitting on top of each other. Yeah. That's just not something I'd Google.
Empty totem pole alive.
All right, sorry.
So this is around the time of three-way calling, when that was on the telephone, you know?
Reading porn things. Descriptions.
See, back in the day...
water phones.
Yeah. People would talk on telephones that were connected with a wire, and you could talk... You could only, for the longest time, talk to one person.
Right. And talk about Jim.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at some point, they created a way where you can have three people in one
conversation. Do you guys know what phone sex is?
You know?
It's like Skyping, but you can't see anything. It's like Skype sexed.
Is it like sexting with sound? It's like sexting with just voices.
Where you can hear
voices.
You just hear like weird shit.
It's like, I'm not a fat girl.
God damn it.
All right.
So,
three-way calling.
So no, I didn't know I was on a three-way call. I got ambushed on this one, right?
Shit.
Right. So I was talking with a friend that was all like, "Hey, what do you think about wanting to go to like Splash Town
with that
with a bunch of you know
now,
friends?"
Splash Town wasn't like code for anything.
No, Splash Town was the actual water park.
The water park.
The actual water
wasn't
park.
Wasn't a euphemism for eating a pussy. Was just squirts all over.
I'm gonna call it that forever.
The worst thing I ever
going
saw.
To Splash Town. Yeah.
Going to Splash Town.
That's in your brain.
It is in my brain.
You can think about it right now.
I can.
It's in your brain.
She's at Tejano Explosion right now.
No. So, anyways, this other friend, not the girl who has a crush on me. This friend was like, "Hey, me and some other friends are thinking about going to Splash Town." I'm thinking that's cool. This girl's kind of cute. I can go with some friends. That'd be sweet. That'd be awesome. And I kind of set myself up to be like, yeah, let me think about it. Let me." But I was kind of still didn't like, you know, commit to it.
Yeah, man.
And then
basketball shorts.
Then she was saying, "Oh, but this girl is gonna go too." And I knew that meant, oh, fuck, like, now I don't want to go because now that girl is showing up. Because
you're prejudiced against gay.
No, that's not what it is.
Homosexual.
No, that's not exactly what it is.
Castro Cruz 2016.
So I just was not, and I was like, and I was just straight, well, you know what, I can't go. And I was like, tell her that I can't go, that my parents are allowed. And the whole time this conversation was happening, three-way call, she was on the other line. So this girl overheard everything.
Just shaving.
Just like, and then popped out of nowhere, like, how dare, like, really, like, like, try to, like, rip me a new one for, like,
what
if
the
you
fuck,
didn't,
man?
If you didn't like me, why did you just say so? Jesus Christ. That's not what she sounded like, guys. So I felt horrible. I felt horrible, but simultaneously, I felt like weight was lifted off my shoulders because, okay, now I'm an asshole. Whatever, but that it was in the end of it. But the thing I overheard in the same three-way conversation type of thing was this girl confessing to my friend who I was talking to on the phone, not thinking that I could hear her. She was confessing all of her fucking, he's so cute and da-da-da-da-da, and I think I like him, and I wrote this letter, and like this whole fucking like things of how heartbreaking. But what I don't remember is if that happened before or after I did the dick move and said I couldn't go to Splash Town, quote unquote.
Yeah.
No, but by Splash Town meaning Splash Town, the actual water park, not a euphemism
for eating pussy.
Yeah.
So did she kill herself?
No, she did not kill herself. She continued to contact me all through high school.
Yeah.
Went to one of the football games that we played at, but I was in band, so it didn't make any sense. And she's like, "Yeah, I saw you in the band. You're looking really good." And da 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 da. And her and her friend.
Did
like,
you ever
popsicles
go to Splash
online?
Town?
No, I never went to
you
Splash
never
Town.
You never went to Splash Town.
I
on
never
it?
Went
what
to Splash.
What about Schlitterbahn?
Yeah, that's the other side.
I went to quote unquote River Center Mall.
Oh, is that right?
To eat at quote unquote Olive Garden.
Ah, you butt fucked her, y'all.
Where she never showed up, quote unquote. So that was
she ditched you.
Yeah, she ditched you. She
bull ditched you.
How do you have butt sex alone?
Shit, I find ways.
Breadsticks,
that's right? Yeah, that's right, man.
Breadsticks and a lot of dressing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. I overheard and oversaid things. Yeah. So I overheard. That's pretty bad.
I had several roommates. At this house that me and Larry lived at, and one of them was this guy named Paul.
Yeah, past guest.
Yes, yep. Paul Hernandez.
Keep making that noise. That's appropriate.
So Paul is into big old women.
I can't think of a better way to say it, but he's into really fat chicks.
And Paul, you know, I don't know how I describe Paul. He's like what, 5'6"? He's not tall. He's got long hair. He's got like a goatee.
Like Danny Trejo?
No.
I don't know how to describe how he looks.
He's a big dude. He's a stocky guy.
Not Bull Dyke like at all.
No. He has long hair.
He looks like one of the dudes from Lord of the Rings, the
dwarf?
Yeah, but okay. Not a dwarf, because he had like long hair and right, a goatee, right, right. And he's like kind of
Brennan like a dwarf. Like no better way to say this.
God damn it! But he's not a dwarf.
I've never heard of him.
It's the kind of dude, if you saw him with an axe in his hand, you would be like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only difference between him and a dwarf is weaponry. Like if he's
and high, yeah. And high and chainmail.
Weaponry
and chainmail.
Like, he would be the tallest Tim Duncan of dwarves. Dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I got it.
So imagine that dude.
Yeah, perfect.
With like a 300-pound half black, half Mexican girl.
Oh my God.
Right? And you watch them walk in. So you get a clear picture of what you're dealing with. And
someone hacked that. I don't have that on my phone. Someone hacked me.
And then you hear that go upstairs.
Yep.
And then you just hear just a nonstop.
He fucked her so hard.
And here's the thing. They've heard it before. Because it wasn't like this. He would just, we'd have comedy writing meetings.
Damn it.
And he would just walk upstairs and start going.
Like, imagine if you were the only person attracted to hot chicks. Okay, just like this mentally, right? Okay. And so these hot chicks, right, whatever your type is, right? And like, you're the only person that liked these hot chicks. And they were like, okay, well, let's do, you know, whatever you want, because nobody, you know, talks to me. And then he just fucking, whatever I want, like, where people can hear you.
No, here's the also thing, too.
And
usually,
he fucked hard.
You know, like in movies where there's a couple they can't wait to fuck, and then they're going to the door, and they're starting to undress each other, and then they make their way to the
bed.
Yeah.
Like, the process of him getting from him into the house to upstairs is quicker than that, and there's no disrobing. It is exactly. Picture, you're sitting in a room, and someone walks in, hey, how's it going? Walks upstairs.
10 seconds later.
And, like, he was hard walking in the doorway, and she was soaking.
Splashdown.
She was splashdown. Yeah,
all of Garden. And you feel like, oh, yeah, that.
And then me being me, I'm like, good fucking, man.
And he's like, oh, fucking Larry.
Yeah. That's all he said. Yeah. And then the girl was like, he fucked me good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since I live there,
Worst thing you overheard is hearing Paul smash.
Overheard? Yeah, man.
Because that's the thing, like, it wasn't like she was doing jumping jacks. Like, it was very obvious that they were fucking. But what was funny is...
there wasn't a doubt about that right now.
Yeah,
but
they
weren't clapping.
Yeah, exactly. Because you didn't hear like you didn't hear their voices.
You just heard smacking.
You just heard skin to skin, right?
I just love the lack of romance that I'm like picturing right now.
No romance. It's beautiful though.
I don't need no appetizer.
It's romantic, like, how little romance is.
It is, you know, because of it was they just wanted each other so bad.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I rubbed one out before we fucked, so I could last a little longer.
So that's,
and I'm like, that's a quote. Oh, that's
it is. It is a quote,
yeah.
We've had Paul on the podcast many moons ago, so if you want to
see him big, slap him down.
He's a very colorful person.
That's his saying. Yeah. See them big, slap them
down. That's great. I love that.
You know, I was thinking a totally different direction with this question where it's not a terrible thing I overheard, but I was at a hotel and I was walking, and then there was these two, like, I think middle school aged girls walking down the hallway the opposite direction. And this girl points to the fitness center. She was like, oh, the fitness center says it's open 24 hours a day. And she's like, that means it's open all the time. And then this other girl corrects her and says, well, no, actually, there's only 23 hours and 56 minutes in a day. I've counted. So that means it's open more than all the time. And I just, my brain exploded.
Yeah.
I couldn't. What does more than all the time mean? I don't know how
it's
to.
It's like a Louis C.K. bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that which is not cannot be. Like,
and also the fact that she said she counted was like, I'm just imagining her sitting like in her room, like watching the clock.
Watching
the
clock.
She counted to 60 every, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you can't watch the clock because the clock will show 24 hours. I don't understand.
I don't know.
How that fucking works.
Yeah, she said 23 hours, 56 minutes. So that fitness center's open more than all the time, which I can't imagine more than all the time.
She counted zeros, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even think the dumb route of like overhearing like horrible things because, yeah.
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 Dumb route.
Yeah.
Now
my brain's like thinking a whole lot.
It messed with me for about a week. I was trying to imagine more than all the time. Yeah. I still can't. I don't know what that means.
I have another answer on the dumb route, but Brennan,
Yeah, I have I have two because I couldn't decide because one of them was horrible because it made me feel bad about myself and not because of what they said, but because of how I reacted, where I was in a college dorm and my RA was a wonderful gay man. And he that's not necessary to the story, but
you didn't have to say wonderful.
Right. Right.
You couldn't think of a better way. Describing old.
And so, yeah, I'm walking in my room one day, and he's on the phone with someone, and he says, I don't know the context of this, but he's like, no, you have a wife and two kids. And so that's not bad in itself, but my reaction, like, I went through this existential crisis was, do I have a wife and two, like, because of how fervently he said this and how for some reason it got put into my head, like, I have a wife and two kids that I forgot about. I'm in college right now. I need to be taking care of my wife and kids. And then, like, it was in there for a good, like, few seconds. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was like, how stupid are you? And yeah, that whole rest of that like year, I was like, why did
that process?
I had
like
to,
like,
I had to get over it. Like
that happens to me all the time because I have a wife. Yeah, and I forget constantly. It's like, ah, fuck, I gotta leave. Sorry, guys.
That reminded me of a story that happened. It was just this weekend last weekend of. I was in South Padre and we were on the beach. It was me and Jeremy and Carolyn. We were on the Magic Tour.
Jeremy and Carolyn, yeah.
You know him, yeah.
I don't know them.
We were like having drinks and just like sitting at this like restaurant on the beach, and we saw there was like a couple out on the beach, and then there was this guy, this like photographer guy, and he looked like he was trying to be sneaky, and he was this huge guy and was like trying to like lumber around through the bushes and like falling and going on and like he climbed up on top of the lifeguard thing and started taking pictures, and so we were all assuming that this was like a private investigator, and we're talking about how crappy he was at his job. And then there was this lady sitting next to us and hearing us comment on all that. And then the guy gets on one knee and we're like, oh shit, that was a proposal. And he's a photographer. And that lady next to us was the photographer's wife. So we're like talking shit about.
And what did she say to you guys?
She didn't say anything. She just
cried.
Started crying.
Wait, how did you figure out that? How'd you figure out that it was his wife?
Yeah, what did Jeremy and Carolyn say?
You know how they are. They
I totally know what Jeremy and Carolyn said. Yeah.
That's what it was like.
I mean, there's no better way to describe Jeremy and Carolyn.
No. That's not true.
No, but how did you find out that it was his wife?
What I was going to say.
She did say something about it being her husband. I don't remember now, but yeah.
The reveal was there.
The other one that I heard that it's a little more appropriate because it was a bad thing to overhear was my ex-girlfriend in high school. It's that thing where you hear your girlfriend say like, oh, my mom's so crazy. And you're like, oh, you're so cute. You know, give me a kiss. And like, you don't really think anything of it. But her mom was fucking crazy. Like, for real. Like, for real friends. And and so I went to her house once. We were, like, on a date, and we went back to her house. And she walked in, and the mom didn't know I was there. And, like, she said, Emily! And, like, she started yelling. And I was like, she just said, wait here. And she like, forgot to let her dog out. And she's like, you forgot to let the fucking dog out. It peed all over the rug. You're going to clean this up right now. She yelled at her for, like, a good 10 minutes. And I just heard all of it. And the mom was just real, like, she presented herself very nicely, but she was crazy. Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, look at these curtains. These are some nice curtains, like trying to
just play it off.
Yeah.
There's no better way to describe that lady than a cunt.
Very, very much so.
What other word could you use?
What other word can you use?
That also reminds me, when I was a kid, you know, our houses were very close together, and the lady next door to the house I grew up in, I think was crazy, and then her husband was like this weird fitness freak, and they had three kids, and there was something a little off with the kids. And I remember the lady at like 10 at night, when we heard it as clear as day, going, clean up the caca! Clean up the caca! You made it! You leave it! You can't have caca like that! Now there's caca all over the place! You clean up the caca! So in my head, I'm like, there is just human shit everywhere because they didn't have pets.
Yeah.
So they were told to clean up the.
Did
caca.
You say? Did she said you can't caca like that?
You can't leave the like, leave the caca like.
Okay.
That.
I just imagine like unhuman. Like,
is this your caca?
They're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate like, the word caca. Like yeah,
the word caca grosses Larry out.
Caca and pussy are the two fucking grossest words. So if I ever heard like oh there's wow. caca my pussy
I get caca and then but pussy is like the grossness is very different to me.
No,
like,
look, all right, close your eyes, ready?
Okay,
all right, pussy.
He doesn't creepy? Have headphones on. I do.
How was that? Close your eyes, Jess.
I know what it sounds like.
It's gross. What did Facebook say?
Facebook's Cesar Portillo says how unbelievably racist some people can be.
Yeah, he's heard the show.
Larry's
super cool.
Judson Cooper says a disgusting story about using shrimp for unsanitary purposes. Second place.
He saw Emmanuel too.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember Emmanuel got fingered with shrimp?
Yeah. Second place. Okay. Second place. For
that
Judson.
Was our porn. Real. I'm sorry. You guys don't know what
we
life is
Brendan
without
already.
Porn, right?
We already like, asked Brendan.
I know he has Brendan, but you internet porn from puberty day one, right?
I mean, Sean? Yeah, basically, yeah.
Fuck, dude, I don't know Emmanuel.
The first one I saw was like, it was called RateMeNude.com.
That was your
that
first?
That was like my first.
Good
like,
Lord. Man,
I was like 9 or 8 or something like
that's
that.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Like you said, you never had to engineer your porn
right.
like we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I still love that term. Yeah. We had to engineer our porn.
Well, cool. Rate engineer porn was your first.
No, rate, not like R-A-T-E.
Oh.
Not rate me. No, no,
that's
no.
That's what I thought.
That's a very important syllable.
Yes, enunciation.
I was going to say, yeah, it was that's how you were taught
different
with that
women
weapon,
would, like,
you
just post a picture of themselves, and then people would rate it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, okay.
There was also, I'll enunciate again, ratemypoop.com, which
that's all right.
similar.
All right, all right.
No better way to describe
they were,
it.
They were like sister websites. They were like,
oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You
yeah,
could
yeah.
like click on the link from the side.
Sister websites doing that shit?
No, okay. like Cake Farts and what's Cake Farts' sister?
Cake
what's
farts?
The spiritual successor to Cake Farts?
It was,
fuck, what was it? It was Cake
pudding?
Farts and. Was
pudding
it
farts!
It was pudding farts! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Screw that up,
all right, continue.
Yes.
Jesse Cooper says, second place is a crazy neighbor who he had who would say unbelievable things to his mother. Then, when she left, he would masturbate loudly.
Masturbate loudly?
I'm not taking out the garbage!
Then she'd leave. I'm like... No, but that's noises he makes, because masturbating loudly would be like...
No, because he's moaning, though. That's what he probably heard.
That was
too.
A story I almost was going to tell, like, where you're talking about with porn. So, like, since I was a kid, like, in middle school, I saw porn with my friend. We were just, like, on the computer, and we both wanted to masturbate, and we realized we were going to masturbate together, but we just, like I just went, looked away when he did it, and I could hear the...
That's the worst.
So I heard my friend masturbate. I didn't see him.
Oh, and he didn't see you?
No, we took turns.
Poor guy. Yeah, it sucks for him, dude.
Could have been traumatizing at that age, though. You never know.
He would have stopped. He's like, what am I doing?
He's like, wow.
I'm going to go kill myself.
He went first, so he wouldn't, he wouldn't feel bad.
Well, you win.
So Judson saw Emmanuel 2 and then her.
Yes. And then heard some dude yell at his mom and then jack off.
All right.
Jay Whitecotton says, quote, neuron, that means moron, right? A Chicana chick working at the dressing room from Ross Dress.
Yep,
I'm sure that happens a lot.
That's good
on the South Side.
I like it.
Stacy Medina says, "My roommate enjoying her loud vibrator."
Oh man.
Travis K says, "Pretty sure the worst thing I heard was while I was in a public restroom, some guy beating his meat in the next stall. I got out there before I could find that it was his warm up round, and to look over to see quote for a good time be here at 9:15.
Seabass.
Oh man, was it the same guy who fucking?" Tomatoes out of a sandwich?
Yeah, that was the one I was going to say. Did I say it on the podcast before?
Yeah, of course.
Alfred Pettis says, my former manager telling one of her cronies that I was involved in a plot to drive her insane, which I wasn't. I was drawing quietly in the corner of the office hallway at the time. Andy Salinas Garza, whoever that is, said, I overheard a man going on and on inside the AT&T store about someone hacked into his Wi-Fi and downloaded inappropriate kid pics to his phone. So that's essentially
Larry's
story. Now he needed a staff to take them off his phone. I didn't wait around to see if the cops were called.
Yep.
There's a guy that's what he gets his kicks off of. He just goes to stores and loudly says, like, oh, I don't know. Like, oh, this is
probably. Gregory Pierce says, sitting in a restaurant and hearing two words from the table next to me that will haunt me for the rest of my life. Quote, anal leakage.
Yeah.
Brandy Dunnigan says, I heard about a bachelor party where the groom banged the dancer. I mean, hooker. And then I had to look his wife in the eyes at their wedding.
Yikes. Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but that happens, man.
Hector Bohorka says...
That's Godfather shit right there.
Yeah, it is.
He said he heard, the power of Christ compels you through a hotel wall followed by moaning.
Yes, that's awesome. Let Jesus fuck you. That's a quote from The Exorcist before it...
Right, no.
Freak yes. out.
He says, also he heard, don't worry about that scab through the hotel wall followed by moaning, and I only do that if you got Italian, not ranch, through a hotel followed by moaning. He goes, remember, I travel a lot. Only to do that if you got Italian, not ranch.
That's funny.
It's yeah. preferable. Yeah. And Travis K says, ooh, anytime I heard the phrase, huh, that's interesting, in a delicate medical or mechanical situation, never good.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, man, parenting, fuck it.
Overhearing shit, fuck it.
Yeah, who gives a shit? The only way I can describe it is fuck it.
Okay, so now I got my segment, which is called Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that's not funny, usually involving science and psychology and whatnot. And today I'm talking about a study that was done at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, where there was actually one of a few studies that actually was taking place inside of a zoo where they were testing to see at what lengths that chimpanzees would go to get food that they like. So it's a real simple thing, always involving, these are chimpanzees, so these are apes, right. Not monkeys. And they would get tokens, and they would change these tokens in for various food items. A lot of the studies that they do
involve tokens.
Okay. And there was the ice one where they traded tokens in for different colored ice.
Yeah.
And so they found, anyway. So this one is how far the chimpanzee would travel to trade for. So the closer ones would have like carrots, and the further ones would have grapes that would taste better. So it would literally be like way out of their way to go get these grapes, or they can just have the cheaper, easier ones that they could get that were closer, which was carrots, you know.
Opportunity cost.
Exactly. So they found that obviously, you know, these chimpanzees wouldn't mind going way out of their way to get
those delicious grapes.
These delicious grapes. The funniest thing was that that I think about the study was the first one who found out about the grapes was the most unpopular of the chimpanzees. So it was like hipster sort of chimpanzee that was like, oh, I found this first before everybody else did. And then once they found out that she was getting grapes from the one that was like further away, even though she was unpopular, all the popular ones
started getting grapes. I like Arcade Fire.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So she was like the cool chimpanzee. Anyway, so a real simple study. Obviously the chimpanzees, you know, are willing to travel for the good stuff, which brings up to my question, which is, what's the furthest you've ever traveled just for food? Now
here we go.
Specifically for food, Larry.
Exactly. Now I've traveled a couple places.
Yeah.
But I haven't traveled anywhere specifically for food. There's been things where I've traveled and I've been like, I'm here.
Picture.
Huh?
You see the topic?
Yeah. Larry gets pissed off anytime I talk about traveling. Like right no, it's the, he's talking about this quote. Larry doing Regan voice. I've had noodles in Thailand. So there's places I've gone where I'm like, oh, if I go here, I'm going to eat blank.
Right.
So I was in Peru. They eat guinea pig, right? So I was like, I'm going to eat guinea pigs. They're allowed to do that. In friggin' Seattle, they have gooey duck, which is I just like to have. But I didn't travel there for the food.
Okay.
So that's why, Larry, there's nothing very spectacular.
Okay. So anyway, I was in Thailand. There's a really good place that I heard about.
About this. But I'm thinking about, like, where is a place that I've driven or gone specifically for the food? And it's just flat out Lockhart, Texas, which is barbecue. So that's the only place that I've, like, that's it. That's the only reason I'm freaking going to Lockhart. It ain't for freaking.
And for your distance, it's what, hour?
About an hour. It's not even that far. You know, it's like an hour, 20 minutes. It's not the craziest thing. But that's specifically for food. I'm not doing shopping. I'm not looking at anything else. It is, I'm going there to eat. So it's barbecue. I don't know if you've been to Lockhart, Texas.
I've not.
There's a place called Kreutz's.
Smitty's.
I've heard of it.
Smitty's and Black's.
Black's. It's like the barbecue capital of Texas. Anyway, it's amazing.
Go, bros.
You should just go.
Yes.
It's, if you like meat, do you eat meat?
Yeah.
Totally.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Absolutely worth it. Absolutely, hands down, worth it. F the Salt Lick. which is other people go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, have you had Salt Lake?
No, I haven't.
I like Salt Lake.
Okay. Well, F it.
F it. No, go and eat it and see it for yourself.
Not worth it. Anyway.
Totally worth it.
So, Lockhart, F freaking Franklin's. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's always Smokehouse off of Rigsby, bro.
Smokehouse off of Rigsby is pretty
it's good.
Legit.
That's fucking, but yeah, it's, awesome. It's not as good. Like, that's the thing. Nah. And it might be your taste, too.
I'll take Pepsi Challenge of that shit.
It might be your taste. Anyway, that's where it's simple. It's nothing exotic. It's just I will drive an hour plus just to eat barbecue.
Yeah, I'm with both of you because I've gone to Lockhart specifically to eat. It is great.
So that's,
you're right, Larry. Smokehouse is wonderful. It's
good.
It's fucking good.
That's my answer.
Well, the first one doesn't really count superly because we didn't go there specifically to eat. But at first, I was thinking we talked about this briefly last time, was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house.
Yeah.
But we didn't go there to eat, so to speak.
We went there to see the house.
But all you could really do there
was eat.
But very close to the same area, there's Blue Bonnet Cafe what's that?
Marble Falls. Yeah, I've been there.
It's in Marble Falls. Blue Bonnet Cafe. Delicious. It's again, like, it's further away for me than Lockhart. It was a longer drive, but not by much. But it's like about an hour, 20-minute drive, and it's a diner. Lines outside the door, classic type of thing. Lines outside the door. It's a fucking 30-minute, 40-minute wait, and seating's very tight. But it's essentially just classic diner, classic breakfast.
What'd you get?
Place in there? I had chicken fried steak with chicken fried steak breakfast.
All right.
And it was fucking dynamite. It was awesome. Yeah, I got pie.
Fucking pie, man.
Yeah, I got
fucking
pie.
Oh, so you've been there.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, the biscuits are amazing. Mm. It's ridiculous. It's fucking good. Blue Bonnet Cafe. It's on one of those road stop books. It's in several books. It's in several. It's amazing that it hasn't been on TV, but it is definitely one of those places where it was a long drive. Now, again, to Larry's kind of like the whole barbecue thing. You can go to a diner here in town and have an amazing breakfast, or you can go to, like, Tip Top, and they have an amazing fucking food there.
Freaking Jim's.
Or Jim's. But
I heard they're making a movie out of that. Out of Jim's?
Jim's, yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah. Jim,
callback joke.
Jim's.
Jim's.
And the Misfits.
Get it? The Magic Time Machine.
Like Jim's?
Jim's and the
It's a similar sound.
Jim's.
Oh, rapeme.com.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. You and your one letters.
All right. Delicious fucking food. Worth the drive. Lots of fun.
And
but
they have a pie happy hour from 3 to 5.
You could go to like a Jim's or something like that and eat something that's kind of like it. Not as good. It's satisfying. Yeah. But holy shit. Yeah. So that's the furthest I think I've ever driven for food. Very good.
They're only open to 1:45 p.m. on Sundays, people.
Yes. Absolutely.
Really specific.
We went early in the morning. We went early in the morning so we could get there before they close at 1:45 on a Sunday morning, and it was delicious.
Well, we're talking distance just for food.
Specifically for food.
Okay, and I'm going to be a hypocrite because I've been lucky enough to be in Chicago twice. And I'm talking specific. I didn't go to Chicago. So it's not the distance from San Antonio to Chicago. It's the distance of where I was in Chicago to go find. And it happened twice. The first one was Gino's Pizza.
Oh, man.
I went with work. And I was being a little stubborn as far as, like, I'm in Chicago. It's the only time I'm going to be in Chicago. I need to go get a deep dish pizza. I've never been here before. I might not ever be here again. So the people that I was with was like, okay, let's try it. Yeah, it took, like, 2 hours walking because we were too stubborn to take a cab.
Wow, yeah.
It took a fucking long time for us to get to Gino's, and we fucking trekked it and we got it. And was it worth it? It's cornbread pizza. I mean, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah. You essential, but to be fair, you ate the touristy bullshit pizza from what I understand. Because that Gino's East is the touristy bullshit pizza.
Okay.
It's like saying...
It's like Uno's?
It's like, no, it's like, not to say that it's bad.
It's going to Mietieta.
But it's like going to Mietieta or maybe going to Rudy's.
coming to Texas sure. and going to Rudy's, and yeah, you went, yeah. that's like the Rudy's of pizza.
Well, that's what, right no, there. Because I...
But not to say that's
I,
bad.
I had
it's
asked, just, I yeah. was like, where do we go? Do we go to Uno's? Do we go to Gino's? Or do we go to whatever the other one? And what turned me off about Uno's is that they have frozen pizzas. And so
does Gino's East.
And, well, at the time, I don't believe they... I could be mistaken, yeah. Because yeah. I was, in my head, I was like, oh, well, they're a franchise. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And then the second of that was when me and Regan went to go do a show... And I said, dude, we got to try Italian beef. Mm-hmm. You know, last time I was here, I got a Chicago dog. I got the pizza. Let's try Italian beef. And we were actually staying in Indiana, right?
Yeah.
So we went from
we took a train.
South Chicago, Indiana to downtown Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And just to find, I was like, okay, we had iPhones at the time. It's like, okay, let's find the closest Italian sausage. And yeah, it was like 50 miles.
No, I mean, it was a long train ride.
Yeah, we took a train into the country and crossed state lines, yeah. you know, yeah. and just to get Italian beef, which essentially was Rudy's or whatever. It wasn't yeah. like a hole-in-the-wall Italian beef, but I mean, we tried it for the first time. So those are the two. It was in Chicago.
What'd you think of
the
Italian beef?
It's all right. Yeah. It was a little bland. Mm-hmm. Even all the peppers and all this shit in there.
Dipped just, in juice.
Yeah, the au jus. Mm-hmm. It's all right, dude.
I really don't have any like great stories. I'm not that big of a food person, so like the farthest I've traveled is probably like my kitchen, like to get specifically food.
Well, even in the city, we're
the only story I was thinking of one time was I can't remember what I was doing. I was like a long day at work, and I was very tired, and I saw McDonald's, and like McDonald's to me is like. Every once in a while, like every couple of months, I'm like, you know what? This will be good, and it's never any good.
Yeah. And, one more try. Maybe.
Yeah.
Main Street Spaghetti for me.
Long John Silver's for me.
Oh, man. Long John Silver's always hits the spot, but then I'm like, why did he do that?
No. And I was on like Vance Jackson, Days of Allah itinerary when all the construction was going on, and you could get to the McDonald's easily, but then if you cross, there's all this horrible traffic, and it would take forever. So like, I get to my house, and they fucked up my order. They messed it up, and I was like, I had a long day. I'm really plain. I got like a cheeseburger with ketchup and cheese only, and like it was just like, and they messed it up.
White boy, dude.
And yeah, I'm super white, and and I got mad, and I was like, I'm gonna go fucking like go get the right order.
What did they do?
I think they just like had pickles on it or something like that.
Those cocksuckers.
I know.
It's the worst.
And I spent like 45 minutes in traffic to get back, and I was like, you guys fucked up my order, and. Then I got it and then spent like another like 45 minutes getting back.
God.
And then had terrible McDonald's and it was just like.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't eat it on the drive home.
No, I waited and I got it.
Wow. And, such restraint.
Yeah. And
Go, man.
I have an uncle who went to school at UTSA and he lives in Connecticut and he loves Bill Miller's like to death.
Yeah.
And, like, he will come down to visit. It seems like he says it's like for family. It's for Bill Miller's. Like, when he comes down, we go to Bill Miller's. Every day, he'll like save some up. And, like I don't know how he even does it, but I guess like mail it to Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's how my family lives in different states is with Taco Cabana
or Whataburger. They've I've had a few relatives smuggle Whataburger on the airplane back.
Then I had a girlfriend that is it pecan pie at Bill Miller's? She wanted it one day and went to one Bill Miller's by her house. They didn't have it.
Went
to another one.
No. Yeah.
They just ran out and then like another one closed. She went to four Bill Miller's and spent like 2 hours driving. But she called me and she like it was like a victory. It was like it didn't even matter if the pie was
good.
She was
mission,
like, I fucking
dude.
Got this pie. Yeah.
At some point. Yeah.
And yeah, it was just like at one point like you know, like when you just commit to a decision. Yeah. Like when I did with McDonald's, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this, even though it's like not worth it. Like I'm going to fucking,
even though it's McDonald's.
I will get the correct McDonald's Happy Meal.
What you should have told your girlfriend when she's like, I finally got the pecan pie. And you would have went, oh, that's going to make you fat.
Like after all that. Straight to that stomach of yours.
Yeah, don't eat the crust.
I wouldn't have gone to Splashdown if that happened.
Oh, you guys love Splashdown, huh? White guys eating.
I've never been, huh?
You never been to Splashdown? I'm more about Schlitterbahn. Yeah. I'm German.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah. I'm talking about eating chicks out, by the way.
Oh.
That's just going to Splashdown?
That's what I figured Splashdown meant.
To me, it's when like, you get a chick to squirt.
To squirt.
Yeah, that's Splashdown.
No, that's Old Faithful, man.
But that could be thinking Old Faithful like the same time.
No, I was thinking Splashdown. I was thinking Splashdown. Yeah, that's Splashdown.
Oh, that's just getting a chick to squirt?
Yeah.
Well, then what's Schlitterbahn?
Schlitterbahn. Just getting a white chick to squirt.
Oh. No.
Okay, Splashdown's getting a Mexican chick to squirt. Schlitterbahn's getting a, like, a white chick to squirt.
Is there no,
okay.
Are there no Mexican out. Water parks? Is there, like...
Splashdown.
Yeah. You don't see many white people there. It's in an industrial complex.
Yeah, it's straight up.
Yeah, it used to be next door to Pace Pecani Sauce, but they Pace Pecani Sauce
now
moved
it's just next to New like York a gas factory.
Yeah,
I just want to call my asshole.
Would the Rio Grande, would that be a bad choice?
Yeah, it's a good
Guadalupe River. Mexican Splashdown.
Take it to Rio Loco.
Get a discount with Big Red.
Yeah, you sure as shit do,
man. I like eating
that's
pussy.
That's why it's Splashdown.
Brennan.
Nollins. Yeah. And we didn't go there from here. My family lives in Baton Rouge, so we went from Baton Rouge to Nollins. So not as big, but, you know, still like 2 hours or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a drive. Yeah.
But yeah, I've always wanted to, you know, get it's fucking Nollins. And there's not much else to do there. I couldn't drink, so I was a teenager. So that's pretty much you go there and eat food and then you drink. There's no you know, Schlitterbahn there unless you get lucky. But,
there's Madame Crusoe's Wax Museum.
Oh, is it? Okay, well.
Madame Crusoe?
If you're young, it's not the funnest.
Mardi
place.
Gras world, anyway.
Beignets.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's food, though.
Café du Monde.
There's plenty Café du Monde. We went there. We went to Brennan's, which is my name.
What?
Yeah. And I got some good-ass clams and something.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, dude. Now I went to Blue Café. Lisa went down to Mexico. She did a 45-minute drive to the valley to get Mr. Corn in a cup and a banana shake. Ate it, drank it, drove back home.
Yeah, really?
That sounds good.
She had a craving for Mr. Corn.
That sounds
I think
good.
That's what she said it was called.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Corn in a cup.
What about Facebook?
Facebook's Crystal Hernandez says Lockhart and Driftwood for some barbecue.
Yeah, good
stuff. Stacy Medina says 40-minute drive to Thai Cafe at least twice a month.
Worth it.
Love the Mock Regan quote.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thai Cafe, totally worth it.
Regan doesn't go to Thai Cafe.
I do.
He does. Go to Thailand.
No, dude, that's... Freaking Thai Cafe. That's how I knew Thai Cafe held it down. That's because when I went to Thailand and I was like, this tastes like Thai Cafe. Boom. Travis K says, wasn't the main goal of the trip, but I had a side quest while around Chicago to try a White Castle burger.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to see Neil Patrick Harris ride a rainbow unicorn while there, but I did see the healthiest, bushiest mustache I've ever seen on one of the female workers.
Yeah, Alex Ortiz took us a White Castle.
Appetite like, crust. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
You want McDonald's or White Castle? I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I've never had White Castle before. And I went,
oh,
is it good? I've always
wanted it. It's hype.
I know the frozen ones are gross, but...
It's Hawaiian buns with meat in it. Like, it's nothing...
Can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
It's stupid good. Like, it's like, why am I eating this? And it's fucking...
And you ate 19.
Justin Cooper says, 4 hours he traveled to a real pig picking. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
A pig picking?
Is like
picking?
Lobsters?
No, I think that's like when you... Yeah, I guess
is you that
get
when you
pig,
put the finger in?
Yeah, pig picking. I'm thinking it's when you pick
it's
your own
like the
pig.
You pick your pig and they roast it.
And they,
or,
you eat it.
That sounds awesome. You Google that while I'll read the next one.
I mean, it's the Uber, Urban Dictionary. Putting the finger in, it's going to probably come up.
Sticking the pig.
Yeah.
Charles Gomez.
Pig picking. That's what our friend Paulo does.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it hogging.
Hogging, yeah, that's what we called it.
Nah, he calls it fucking. That's not even a variety.
He calls it a freaking weekday night.
It's a slam smash.
I'm so sorry, ladies that are listening to this that are getting kind of offended by that, but come on. You don't need a peanut pie.
God damn it.
You guys are the worst.
No, I'm just, that's how Jess has been.
You two are the worst.
I am not saying I am being satirical.
Anyway, Charles Gomez.
Pig picking is exactly what we said. It's
a finger in the butt.
You get a party, you get people, and they barbecue the whole fucking pig.
Yeah, that sounds good.
There's a picture of it, and I'm just getting a boner. It's hot.
No better way to say it.
All right, Charles Gomez said, before street tacos were popular, we drove from San Antonio to Piedras Negras to get some. Alfred Perez says, I drove to that swanky McDonald's in Austin with the art gallery in it to get a beefsteak biscuit with egg and cheese. McJoy. Until I went there later on for some business and they didn't have it anymore. Boo. Jovita Megan says, to Belize for rum punch. That's food, right? So it's a drink.
Wow.
Alfred says, rum is a vegetable in some states.
Jovita, Belize.
Belize. Went to Belize.
Please, Belize.
Bish, Belize.
Belize.
Gregory Pierre also says, while on a family trip across the U.S., my folks insisted we left San Antonio early in the day so we can be getting Cajun food in Louisiana. That evening, come hell or high water. They kept their word. After 11 straight hours of driving with delays from traffic construction, we finally reached a Baton Rouge local dive where we were also tired when we reached the restaurant. No one was able to eat anything. They're so tired. Bright side, we had an awesome leftovers the next day.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
And Carlos Castro said, I traveled 132 miles under the cover of night in 52-foot, 26,680-pound twin rotor violence delivery aircraft to eat the closest Pizza Hut in a war zone.
So I'm sure he was in like Afghanistan.
You win. You win. Yeah, you course, win, Carlos. Yeah.
He's a mercenary.
Yeah, he's made of steel.
He kills people for a living. Yeah.
Exactly, just to get Pizza Hut. And he eats in a war zone.
Worth it. Dust to dust.
They mess it up. He doesn't check till he gets back and then flies.
Yeah,
back.
Like,
maybe he does all that wing. Goes,
do you have a wing zone here? No, we don't. Oh, okay. My bad.
Oh, yeah, Round Rock Donuts. He went to Round Rock Donuts.
Ooh, all the way to Round Rock Donuts.
Good.
Yeah. And it's the Round Rock. Everything else is just bullshit, regular donuts, but the Round Rock donut, which they constantly rotate, make fresh.
Those donuts are awesome.
So that is worth it. I'll take it. They're worth it. Yes.
The Round Rock
donut. The Round Rock donut.
It's called the Round Rock.
It's called the Round Rock. Yeah, it is.
My cousin,
arguably the best
Victor
donut.
And his wife, Marcy, brought the giant one when Andy just had Gunner, like the big giant.
Yeah, the big giant one's good because it's the same dough and the same frosting, so it's great. But when you go there and you get it fresh and, oh, man, yeah, it's unbeatable. It's really, really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, traveling far, chimpanzees traveling for food. It's not funny.
God, how offensive this show is this.
How offensive for you guys.
Alamo City Improv for doing the most offensive show. It's their fault, man.
Anything that we said is not representative of
Yeah,
dude. There ain't no better way to say it. Alamo City Improv are racist.
No.
All right, guys. So we very much appreciate you guys being on the podcast. Thank it was you a lot of fun. Yes. No, thank you for doing it. Hopefully it's not the last time that you guys are here. You bring your delicious cocks back to public access and we will be glad to have you.
When you say delicious,
that's not a good one?
No,
you scrumptious?
No, just nice
mouth watering. There you go. No, yeah. Finger licking.
It makes you want to taste finger licking cocks.
That
means
that's when the sisters of the Alamo sue you guys for using the word Alamo, you should change your name to Finger Licking Cocks.
Oh wait, we can't use Alamo?
Is that supposedly
you can't use the for sure.
You can't use the shape of the
Oh,
have a backup. Yeah. Do you have a backup?
Yeah, no, yeah, finger licking cock. We do now. Yeah.
That's our name now.
COCH.
Yeah.
Yeah, finger licking. Well, look, guys, one thing, and this is your first podcast ever, yes. That you were very gentle. I was afraid of how we would feel with you guys coming in here, but I mean, you did us justice. And the one thing about our podcast, a lot of people don't know, is that it's an educational podcast. Okay, so we ask ourselves and our guests, what did we come to know? Like, from everything that we learned today, what made you come to learn something new about yourself, about life, about things in general? So, Jess, what did you come to know?
Pig picking.
There you go. Pig picking is a thing that I want to do. This sounds delicious. I love this. Yeah. I want to do this.
Well, we can drive for apparently 4 hours away. We can go get some pig picking.
Man, it just looks carnitas.
But that seems
just
like it's going to take a long time. Like if you get to pick your pig.
It could be bred. The pig's bred for 12 weeks, and then they cook it.
Oh,
just
man,
slow cook it all day
bred
long
that
enough.
Pig just for me.
Yeah.
Steamy pig.
Steamy pig.
What I learned today is that there's no better way to say it.
God damn it.
But Jess is a bull dyke magnet.
No.
That's what I learned. No. So if there's any lesbians out there, specifically, quote from Jess Castro.
I didn't say it, Jess. That's my bad. Yeah. I did say it in the heat of the moment.
Well, but look, there's no better way.
There's no better way.
So if you had a crush on Jess and you were questioning your sexuality at the time, there's no need to question anymore. You hate men. And it's all because of Jess. So what I learned today is that not all females are completely gay until Jess breaks their heart.
No, that's no, to describe the look, her look. She was, yes.
That's even meaner.
There's a lot better ways to say that. Yeah,
that's why I was trying to say butch after the fact, but yeah.
What I've come to know is that
there's no better way.
No, I think that maybe the modern day Dolomite is Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
All right.
And I would like to see him now in an action movie where he's a pimp or something with hookers, and I think it would turn out closely to what I'm looking for in a movie.
And where people would watch it kind of just like they'd get,
because he's a convicted rapist.
Yeah.
And you get away with, he'd get away with it because you know he's an awful person. So.
Right.
Nah, I wouldn't call him
troubled.
I'm scared of you, Mike. I would never fight you.
Oh, I would never fight him. But yeah, so Mike Tyson's the modern day Dolomite. That's what I come to know.
What I came to know was that Friday at 9, their Alamo City Improv performs at the Blind Tiger.
You get a chance.
Splashdown and
yeah. They took mine.
Sorry.
Splashdown.
Yeah. I learned so many different euphemisms today.
I love Splashdown.
I didn't even know there was that.
I fucking love Splashdown. It's fucking awesome.
You know, I guess more specifically, I did learn that, you know, I wish I had gone to Splashdown as a kid. It didn't sound very enjoyable. It sounded gross and you know, like there might be shoes and things in it, but now it seems like a good time.
Yeah, the dive in theater.
Oh, yeah, it's worth. There's so many.
Like, dive in head first.
I nearly drowned in Splashdown.
Really?
Yeah.
The wave pool?
No, the euphemism. Oh.
There's no, so the wave pool's like when it's a big chick. And like
right.
There's so many diabetics at Splashdown that the water is like sweet tea.
It goes from chlorine water like... This is pretty good.
Bill Miller's. This is to where once all the people leave, there's like a soup film over the water.
I'm just imagining that there's like 100 so many diabetics that...
Isn't that a palindrome? So many diabetics.
So many dynamos.
So, once again, guys, look up Alamo City Improv online, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Tinder coming soon. Make sure to swipe right. Is it swipe right or swipe left?
You actually have to pay for unlimited swipes now.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Genius. Yep. Yeah. God bless those guys.
But it's swipe right. Yeah, swipe right.
Genius.
Okay. So
monetize that, yo.
Swipe right for Tinder. Alamo City Improv.
That's freaking genius.
Oh, will they get dick pics on Tinder? From Alamo City
they're
Improv.
Gonna want some.
Yes, but it could be from any one of us.
It's a lottery. It's like Russian roulette.
That's fun.
You're going to have to make at least 6 profiles if you want to see.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm doing it.
No.
It's worth it to me.
All right.
Or we can put on another underwear show, and there it is. So, and also, individually, do you guys have Twitters and Facebooks and stuff that you would like people to go follow you at there?
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook, Brennan Loy.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Sean Coat Comedy.
Yeah, guys, so make sure you check them out individually or with Alamo City Improv. Jess, do we have anything going on with Comedia A-Go-Go?
No, just the same old stuff. Thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. Super appreciated. Sorry. I didn't mean what I said. I did, but I didn't. Anyways, you can get past that.
Jess is going to edit all that out.
No, sure.
He's going to re-say like an answer.
No,
and then what you heard isn't the real answer right now. Believe it.
No, I'm going to leave it in. I'm sorry for what I'm doing.
Dub it over in a Homer Simpson voice.
Yeah. There's no way I better describe them than a beautiful lady.
Pussy.
Close your
eyes. So older episodes, you can find those at comediaagogo.com. You can actually hear our episode with Paul Hernandez. You get the whole ass slapping fucking from the man himself. You can get classic episodes at comediaagogo.com. So thanks for listening. Join us on our conversation on our public access Happy Campers Facebook page. We got a public access on Facebook at comediaagogo, hashtag public access. Find us, love us, spread us. Taste us. Thanks.
Yes, guys. And if you're interested in sponsorship, please let us know. Email us at comediagogo@yahoo.com or message our Facebook page, because Comedia Gogo is now a page, guys. Yeah. We can't have a personal profile anymore. Thanks, Facebook and Obama. Brennan Loy, Sean Koch, Regan.
what I do.
How's it going, man? Doing good?
Yeah, man.
All right, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, thanks. Like